Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
You're listening to Fucks Given, the one with Roxy Fox.
Hello, curious fuckers. I'm Reed.
And I'm Florence, and together we're Come Curious.
When we're not just fucking around on YouTube and Instagram.
Every Thursday we invite a new guest onto Fucks Given to talk about their best fucks, worst fucks.
And the fucks that made them.
We also answer your sex questions and read out your sex stories.
So stay tuned as we divulge all the delicious details.
Hey, Roxy. Hey. It's really sexy.
It is. It's supposed to be sexy.
Hey.
Thanks for having
you,
me.
Roxy?
I'm good.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming
giving
on.
Giving us your time. How's it been going? How's like lockdown life, wherever you may be?
It's good. I spent it in New York. I spent it in Germany. And now I'm in London. So I had a lot of variety and I changed location and yeah, it wasn't boring for me.
Yeah, you've really had a taste of it all.
Yeah.
When it comes to
and
corona.
How different nations work with
coping
the virus.
With it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Germans are very
who's
different.
Who's coping the best?
The Germans. I'm sorry.
That doesn't surprise us, to be fair.
No, they're just not rebelling as much, and they stick to the rules, and I think that's why things opened pretty fast there again.
Yeah, America and London, not so much.
We're pretty crap over here.
They're just against everything, against it all, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Pretending it doesn't exist, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's stop talking about that. Please tell our curious fuckers a little bit about yourself, Roxy.
I'm a writer. I have a sex blog. I started this whole Roxy's Dream, which is kind of becoming a brand, 2 years ago. A good friend of mine told me that I should just write all my stories down because I have so many stories to tell. I learned a lot from my intense experiences. And I just always spread that knowledge. And she was like, write it down. The whole world should know about it. So I started writing. And from the sex blog, I started developing other things, like started a podcast myself and started getting into porn, started making artistic porn. I became an escort at some point because I was like, if I'm so open with my sex and I can have sex with anyone and I can still have pleasure in it. Because I did before, I should take money for it.
But then
it fucked me up. No.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, it really, really fucked me up. So I did it for like 8 months or something. And
Why did it fuck you up?
Because sex became a chore.
Mm-hmm. It became work.
Yeah.
Not pleasure.
Yeah. And that was, and I had sex with guys I really didn't want to have sex with.
Yeah.
I didn't find them attractive. I didn't like them. I just did it for the money because the money was so good. And then I was kind of in that cycle of just doing it. And it took a few months to get out and to be like, oh my God, this is really bad for me. I have to stop right now. But then you got used to the money and I made a lot of money. So I was like, what am I going to do? And then I started the OnlyFans.
Of course, OnlyFans. Like, we're all on that shit.
It fucking saves me. It's true.
Yeah, it like happened. Lockdown popped that shit off. Yeah. They must be making a mint, laughing like.
Oh yeah, my god.
They take 10% of everything
they
we make.
So
we
take so much.
Which is, I mean, I don't even think that's a lot compared to the other sites. I think that's actually pretty reasonable, but. In overall, the amount of people that I know on OnlyFans and how much income they get, 10% of that goes straight to them. They must be just sitting there like, ha ha, you fucking fools.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shall we get into the juicy details?
Yeah, let's do that.
Fuck Uno.
The last fuck.
That's an interesting one as well. It's just a few days ago. And I'm still a bit sore, actually.
I love that pussy sore pain when you're like, ow, but I sex.
But I want it again, but I can't because it's too sore.
And your brain's like, please give me more sex. Your pussy's like, no, I beg you, no more.
So it was after I didn't have sex for 6 months or something. So within the last 10 months, I had sex 3 times.
Wow.
Which is like very rare for me. And it only happened because I was escorting last year and it fucked me up so much. And I was so traumatized.
Yeah, I took a break
from sex work, from sex and from cocaine because I had a coke addiction as well last year.
Oh, here. I'm battling with that right now.
It's very difficult in London. You get into it very easy. Yeah, everyone does it.
It's fucking everywhere.
Yeah, so, and because of the coke, I became quite dark in my head and everything just turned really dark and I started thinking about only dark things. And then I did the sex work and I looked at men in such a negative way. And then I got into a relationship with my drug dealer. And then he fucked me over because he's a narcissist. He's like really like evil. And then one day he just left and blocked me. And I was like, done.
That's terrifying.
Stop. And then I stopped it all. And I stopped having sex as well. And I was like, I was so unsure about sex. Like I didn't want to have sex. I didn't want to have sex again, basically. And I was like, I'm going to wait for someone to love me. And I'm going to have like a deep connection. I want to do like, you know.
Yeah.
And then I tried it like 2 times in those 10 months and it wasn't that, like I didn't even come.
Yeah.
And then I had the OnlyFans and everyone was asking me to like make a boy girl video. And
they always ask that. Of course.
And I was like,
they literally like, boy girl, boy girl.
And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I asked someone, even though like that is kind of sex work again, but I decided I'm going to ask someone that I've already been with and that is really hot. And I'm just going to make it nice for myself. So I met up with this guy that I dated. I just had a one night stand with him last year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very attractive and he's very nice and sweet. The only reason why it was a one night stand was because he was just like a bit too boring for me, you know, like just a normal guy. You know?
Very
vanilla.
But, yeah, and then anyway, he said yes. I paid him some money as well. We met in a hotel room and we had amazing sex. Amazing.
Yes.
It was so good. Look, I'm saying on my Instagram in the video size doesn't matter.
but he had a massive cock.
Oh my God. And so beautiful. Just beautiful.
So maybe not a massive cock, a perfect cock.
But it was also,
it's perfect.
Yes.
It's also massive. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Own the big dick.
So and it was really good. We fucked like 5-6 times.
Wow. Oh, you're
cool.
Yeah.
That's why you're so sore.
Yes. And as I said, quite big. And then, oh God. And then, so it was really good. The sex was just amazing. It was perfect. I was into him, just like beautiful. And he knows what he's doing as well. Like he knew what he's doing with his hands and with his dick and the kisses were amazing. And then in the heat of the moment, because I also didn't have sex for so long, right? He came inside of me.
Shit.
Oh,
twice.
No. And you're not on birth?
Twice. Thanks for your honesty, babe, because it's something that people find really hard to admit is unprotected sex.
Oh, well, it's all on video. It's on my OnlyFans.
It's documented. There is proof.
Did you have to go and get the morning after pill?
And I don't like to do it, obviously. Who fucking likes it?
Yeah.
I don't know when I did it last time. It's not... I'm also 31. Like, I don't really want to... like kill anything at this stage anymore. I could be a mom. It's weird.
Know what you mean?
Yeah, that is that must be a bit of a mind fuck. Was he present during this process? Was he supportive?
No.
Oh, what?
And he was just like, can you please make sure that you get it? And then,
Did he help pay for it?
What the fuck, man? He comes twice inside of you and doesn't even give you a hat. I hope you're not seeing this guy again. Like, don't be dignitized.
I feel I am because the dick was so good, you know. But I don't think I'm going to see him again because the way he acted after was also not really. I was like, so can we also see each other, like, not for work? And he was like, he's not sure. Well, he's actually kind of seeing someone.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And I'm like,
Jesus Christ. And that all comes out now. It's like, well, your dick's on fucking video, mate. Jesus.
Yeah, does she know?
No, she doesn't know. And apparently they're not that serious, but he doesn't want to see two people at the same time. But for work, he's available. And I'm like, I don't want someone just to be available for work. I want someone that wants to date me too, you know? Fuck you.
Fuck two. The first fuck.
My first time was, I was 16. I was the last of my friends, actually. Everyone was like 13, 14, 15. I was like, I waited until 16, but I was also like not ready physically already. Like I was very tiny, small, no tits. Never really got tits anyway, but I was just like really small.
We love no tits as well. We love all
of that.
Anyway, I waited and there was this guy, he was a bit older. He was like 19 and I fancied him a lot. And
that's quite a bit older 19, as well for that age. And you're like, oh my God, wow, they're so amazing. Like so mature and really they're actually just a child too.
Older guys, when you're that age, are just like the best. You're just like, oh my God, you're so cool.
Yeah, he was so cool.
I always thought it was fucking weird though. I was always like, you're 16 and like, why are you dating someone that's a few, like, I always find that so bizarre.
Anyway, I did initiate it. It was New Year's Eve. He's very, very tall. He's like 6'5". I'm 5'4".
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. That is such
a difference.
That is
important because it was New Year's Eve and we had the fireworks and everyone was outside. It was like some party. And I took him and I walked just up that alley like a few meters, like 10 meters. And I was like, fuck me. And he was like, okay.
That like first rule. Yeah, that raw fucking 16 horn where you're like, fuck me, like Exorcist style. You just don't give a fuck.
So I grabbed him. I took him up that alley. Everyone was still visible. Like they could see us too. And I was just like, fuck me. And he was like, okay.
Wow.
So he pulls down his pants. Like it was passionate. Yeah. It was just some fuck me. It was like passionate kisses. And I was so excited and nervous. I was about to have my first time, you know, and
in an alleyway.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. No,
I was ready.
I'm not judging. It's just like, it's nerve wracking. You've got your mates just down the end of the alleyway and you're in an alleyway.
Yeah. It was actually up a hill.
I see. That makes it better.
And like we kissed and like he pulled down my pants and his pants. And then we had sex standing in front of each other.
Whoa.
Just standing.
Wow.
And you're like physically, it's not really possible, but he did manage. He did somehow manage to push it in. He had, again, a massive cock. Massive.
Jesus Christ, for your tiny 16-year-old vagina. What the hell?
I was blessed with big penises in my life, I have to say. A lot of...
Size queen from the beginning.
Yes, from the very beginning. So he pushed it in and I came.
No, you didn't.
I had a vagina orgasm. While I was bleeding like a slaughtered pig, you know? But like... I came, I was like, what is this feeling? Like, whoa.
Wow. Oh,
were
you,
God.
I mean, were you sober?
I was a little bit drunk. I don't think I took drugs that night.
That's still, like, insane. Mm-hmm. Did you guys use a condom? Do you mind me asking?
No. No, we didn't.
I'm still so impressed. Like, bleeding and coming and fucking parallel against a hill.
Yes.
with someone that was 6'5".
Oh, it was good, actually. But then after, like, he moved away and he saw all the blood and he was like, oh my God, are you a virgin? And I was like, I was. And he freaked out. He was like, oh, we didn't use a condom. You have to go to the hospital. You know, you might be pregnant. I was like, I just lost my virginity. I didn't think about pregnancy. I was just like, hi, you know, I was like, I need to go clean myself.
I'm a woman now.
So I left him and I had to go through the party to the toilets and I was covered in blood.
Fuck.
So everyone looks at me.
That's beautiful to hear though, because often or not you think of losing your virginity as painful, non-pleasurable and blood everywhere. But the fact that you had an orgasm, enjoyed it and was bleeding everywhere gives people hope.
Yeah, I love that. It's such a good story.
It turns. Wait.
Oh God.
Oh God, no. What happened?
So I have to clean myself. Everyone stares at me. I was like, what the fuck? He still convinces me to go to the hospital. I'm like, nah, I'm just going home now. Just leave me alone. He started crying. 19-year-old guys crying on the street with his friend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyway, because he thought I'd be pregnant and he would be a father now.
Yeah, and obviously the bloodbath must have terrified him.
Well, use a fucking condom if you're idiot. That scared.
You're a virgin, so I should have used a condom because you're a virgin. That's just dumb.
Yeah. I go back to my friend's house and suddenly I start having a lot of pain in my vagina. Mm. And I look down and it swelled to the size of a small coconut.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was an edema. It's like a bruise, but water.
Yeah, what are they called? Like a hematoma, where it's like a blood blister underneath the surface. I've had that a few times.
So I had to go to the hospital in the end. But because it was New Year's Eve, the doctor wasn't working. And it was like a student instead. So he sits me down on the chair, young, attractive students. And he's like, okay, sit down, spread my legs. And he's like, have you been raped?
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, no, I just lost my virginity. It was good. Everything is good. And he's like, well, like, it's going to stay like this for a week, but then it's just going to swell down. You just have to lie in bed for a week and put ice in between your legs.
Oh, that is my God. I've never heard of anything like that before.
Me neither. Then my friend's father came to the hospital and had to pick me up. And I went back to hers and I was like, to my friend Zina, I was like, Zina, I have to call my mom. I want to go home now. So I called my mom and my mom picks me up, me eyes in between my legs. And I was like, mom, I have to tell you something. I lost my virginity. And she looks at me and she's like, you're such a slut, Rosalind.
Mama,
yes, she called me a slut a million times.
No.
She knows what I'm doing now. She's still calling me a slut.
Fuck's sake.
But now,
Mama.
Now it's fair enough, you know.
It's fair enough, yeah.
Now it's just a bit like...
She was slut-shaming me.
Or something.
Exactly.
Which was horrible, but still... No,
that's not good, like your own mother saying that.
Definitely changed something within me, but maybe I was also rebelling against that, because from that moment on I just went absolutely crazy. One week later it swelled down and I went out and I had one night stand after one night stand and I was like,
wow,
yes, I was in the game. Yeah. And then
it was also like,
you were like, yes, mama,
I'll show you.
So she's tarnished you with that brush, but also you're gonna own it. And it's so nice how the word slut has changed in the past few years, in that slut used to be a bad word, but now we've taken it back.
Like
how queer has been taken back.
It's like
I'm a slut and I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And that's very empowering. Yeah.
Fuck three. The best fuck.
I met him at a festival in the UK, actually.
Ooh.
He's English, yeah.
Margaret.
Like Nigerian English. Mm-hmm. I met him at a festival and I was ready to fall in love.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't been in a relationship for a while. And there was an abortion in between and like lots of shitty one night stands, nothing real. I just wanted someone. And I was at the festival maybe 1-2 days, and then we cross paths and we just look at each other and smile, but then we continue walking, and then I look back and he looks back and he says something, and I walk back, and then we shake hands and we like start talking, and then we talk for 5 minutes and we don't stop holding each other's hands, and I look at him and he was the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life. I fell in love.
Immediately.
That's beautiful.
And we had sex. We spent the whole festival together. Made me squirt straight away.
Yeah. Wow. And
not many men have made me squirt before him. A few with their hands. Yeah. My first boyfriend did. Yeah. But besides that, nothing. And
it's
then
hard.
He made me squirt. He had like an upward shape. Dick.
Oh yeah, ones that curve upwards a little bit. Mm. They are a really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the spot.
They hit it, and it wasn't even massive. It was like average.
Yeah, sometimes that
maybe
works.
Even because he's very tall and very muscular. Maybe even a little bit small compared to his body, but like I would say average. But the fact that I was, and how he smelled, and the pheromones matched, everything was just perfect, and he made me squirt, and it was everywhere. Like, I had a little fire engine back then, like a fire truck from Germany. I drove it to England.
Oh.
We had sex in the back of my fire engine, and it was wet everywhere. And then he lived in Kent, so we met up after the festival, and we started having a relationship. We were in love with each other, and he was the best sex every single time he made me squirt. And he would make me squirt 10 times in a row.
Fuck.
The living room floor was completely wet. Where the fuck does that even come from?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I've never...
No one ever...
How did you even have that much liquid
inside?
It
must be so dehydrated. Like, it starts coming from your bloodstream or something. Like, how?
I really don't know. Everything soaking wet.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
What did you...
So we broke up after a few months because he was just like a little bit weird.
I was not expecting that at all.
He was like a little bit slow, and he didn't have money at all. I would have to support the two of us. Like a graphic designer, freelance graphic designer, artist, smokes a lot of weed, or like he's super deep, always in his head. Like, you can talk with him about everything, but like he doesn't get things done.
Yeah.
Right. Which is
And super, I'm German.
That's super frustrating in a relationship. Being with someone, you need someone that has sort of the same ambition that you do and the same drive that you do, because otherwise you just can't pull someone else along.
Because otherwise you end up stagnating with them and being held back, and then resentment happens.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so fucked up though, like in a relationship where the sex is so amazing and you have that connection. That must have been really hard to leave.
I had very hard, because after that I never had that good sex again, and I don't know
you
if
will.
I ever will.
You will.
You will.
100%. You're not even halfway through your life yet. You will find that. You might find it when you're 70 in an old folks home. Fucking like...
I mean, that's not the thing to say,
No, as in like, you will find it before then, but people have crazy sex at any age, you know? It's not all hope is lost.
He was just so special.
Yeah. You remember what you said at the beginning, though? You were ready to fall in love. Mm. And you were ready for that connection. You got to be ready to embrace those connections, to have those deep relationships with people. So
absolutely.
As soon as you are ready for that again, you will find it.
Yeah, probably. I'm ready soon.
You just need to start, taking the barriers away.
I am ready soon. Because we were at a festival as well, right?
Yeah.
So away from reality and thinking about
holiday
money,
romance.
You know, you have, like,
it's like very, it's a very different thing.
Yeah.
We always fall in love in the strangest situations. That was like a teenage kind of romance story.
Yeah, it is.
I really hope that sometimes we have those stories and they actually end up being the love of our lives and the person that we spend the rest of our lives with. But sometimes you just feel like those things happen and then they leave.
And then they end.
But,
yeah. And it's kind
Even my partner, he said, and it was the cutest quote he's ever said. He was like, things happen for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. I was like, that's actually so lovely. And yeah, I mean, it can relate to everything.
It's really true.
Fuck four.
The worst fuck.
Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
Probably the times that I was escorting.
Yeah.
I had sex many times, and I just looked at them and I was like, oh no.
Yeah. But you know what? We've done.
You're like, you don't deserve this.
Yeah.
You don't deserve
We've done
this.
That with people that aren't paying us as well. Like, we have all been there. So at least you got something out of it. But it sounds like it was a real wake up call for you.
Was there any
I just want to pry a little bit more into that, like, what was it about, was there like a particular time that it was the worst when you were escorting, or is there like a multiple?
All of them. Maybe one or two were okay, because I did actually like the guys. They were very respectful guys. We didn't even have sex the first time, like, they would pay me, but didn't want to have sex, just take me out and get to know me.
Good.
they were like, those two, maybe three, are amazing men. I did nice things with them, like we would go to like to fancy places and theater and cinema, and I was always wishing, I wish I had someone next to me that I really liked.
I liked
them, but I wish it was someone that I was in love with. Like a date, someone that I had a crush on, someone that I was physically attracted to. So even that, it didn't feel right. Even going to nice places with them, I was sad doing this, because I'm inside of me, I was like, I want to do this with someone I really like. I choose.
And then on top of that, you've got society and the law telling you that what you're doing is wrong or dirty, and so you've got that running in the back of your mind constantly, which is unfair. Like, the laws in the UK are very weird about escorting and sex work, because it's like, yes, you can do it, but there are real rules and restrictions as to why you can't, which ends up still being confusing and conflicting for a lot of sex workers.
And when you go out, people look at you, because they know, obviously, they know. Like, the guys were either a lot older or just ugly. Like, you know, and then the fact that they know and they look at you, like, it makes you kind of feel bad as well. You're like, what are you doing here? I didn't feel confident. I did feel confident speaking about it. I was always very open about it. But in the moments that I did it, I was feeling like I'm doing the wrong thing. But the money was so good. I was just worrying about money. Make the money.
But it was your gut, your gut feeling that was just
telling me,
right, it's...
Which is such a shame, because I think sex work is one of the most respectable professions out there. The fact that you're giving these people a service, and it's honestly only how we've been brought up and how we've seen escorting and sex work and prostitution, which is like such a criminal word anyway, in the media, and you only ever see it in like scandals or like in a really negative way on in movies. So when you actually do it in person, it's you feel it doesn't give you that feeling, but it should, because they are paying you for a service. It's no different to if you were going to go and get your hair cut, you're paying for a service. And sex shouldn't be any different. These people, you know, whether they're old or whether they feel like they can't get a woman, like, they are respecting you in that they are paying for a service. It's not like they're just trying to fuck you and leave you. And I think that is, I think it is so important. Like, people do deserve love and sex, and it shouldn't be seen as this negative thing.
They deserve it and they need it, and it's never going to stop. It's always been around. Yeah.
How did you deal with the clients that you weren't like physically attracted to? Like, how did you get through those moments?
Most of them I wasn't attracted to, actually. I had a gangbang a few months before I started escorting, and one of the guys that were part of the gangbang, he was a bit shy at the beginning. Like, he wasn't really part of it. And then I had, like, I don't know, motherly instincts or something. I was like, come on, you can be part of this. And his friends, and the friends were like, are you sure you want him in the... Because he was really not attractive.
Oh.
Like, yeah, and he was also a bit weird. Anyway, he's done. And then I fucked him, but because the other guys were there too, and I was really attracted to one of them, and there was a lot of cocaine involved too,
yeah,
I had fun. And I even fucked him, and I had fun. And he actually made me squirt with his fingers because he was a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
And he knew about all the spots. And then he was like, so this is your A spot and this is your D spot. And he, you know, he told me about my vagina. It was really cool.
That's
and he was
really
like, wait, few seconds and you'll squirt. And I squirted.
What? Oh my God. That sounds actually kind of cool.
I was going to say, that sounds hot as fuck. Someone who knows your vagina better than you. Like,
that is pretty cool. Anyway, because of him, because I had sex with him and I had good sex with him.
Yeah.
I thought it would be easy for me to have sex with guys that I'm not attracted to.
Right.
So I had that in the back of my mind. And then I just kind of did it. It was like robotic, mechanical. Like, I was always very touchy-feely. Like, I used to give massages. And because I had sex with so many people, I think I'm like, I can be close to people that I feel weird about. I have no problem with physical contact. I can kiss them. Like, when you have had sex with so many different people, it's just normal. You just do it, right?
Yeah.
It only took a few months of repeatedly doing it until I was like, I really actually don't want to do it anymore. Like, at the beginning, it was fine. And then that's when I started taking more coke.
Yeah,
that's when
course,
I started taking coke while I was doing it.
Right.
Well, it's like, sex work like that is like any other industry. You know, if you've got an office job, if you're working in a factory, it might start off okay, but doing the same thing over and over again every day, it ends up grinding you down. And some days you go into the office and you feel like absolutely empowered and you walk out going like, yes, that was great, I really enjoyed today. And then other days you'll go into the office and be like drained and the life sucked out of you and depressed. And it's exactly the same with sex work.
It's
just the fucking daily grind. It fucks us all.
Thank you for being like so honest though about it being a negative experience, because I feel like sometimes it's quite hard being in our space when we are all so sex positive, pro sex worker, and then having those negative experiences. Sometimes you feel like it takes away from what you actually strive for or are for.
I think
it's really important to show that it isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
No.
The sex worker career isn't for everyone.
Yeah. And it's really,
and that's okay as well.
It's really glorified as well in everything we see at the moment. Sex work is cool at the moment. You see it in like films like Hustlers and it's everywhere. And everyone wants to be a sex worker. They desire it. It's like everyone wants to be a porn star. And then when you actually see the reality, you're like, oh shit, no, it's just a job like every other job.
Yeah. It's very important. It's important to stay conscious and aware while you're doing such intense, like psychologically intense work. And I think when you take cocaine or get drunk all the time, obviously you're not going to be aware in any kind of way. But then also the guys, it's all a lot up to the guys and how they treat you and what intentions they have.
Yeah.
How you're going to feel after. There's a lot of idiots out there that disrespect you while they fuck you, and you're going to get all of that energy into your body, into your mind, and it stays with you.
Fuck number five. The fuck that changed me.
I think the first time that changed me was when I had sex with my first boyfriend for the first time. So like I had my first time, and then I had a few one night stands, and then I met him.
Yeah.
And I saw him and again like fell in love straight away, but we were with I fall in love very fast.
Yeah, it sounds like you do.
All the time. We were with a group of people. My best friend was there as well. She actually fancied him and I didn't know. She's still angry. Oh. She's still angry with me these days. Not angry, yeah. Jealous. She developed a jealousy towards me because of that. Because she was also there when we had sex. Because when we started having sex, there were like 4 or 5 other people in the room. Oh. But for the first time, I had sex with someone that I really loved to smell and to touch, like it was the pheromones again, and
oh, the smell.
And I turned to him, and I was like, I couldn't get enough. No,
no, I can't relate.
Yes, Reed is weird about smells. I am I'm with you so much. Like I love like. If I'm really into someone, I love to absorb their smell.
Me too.
Like, and I love smelling them. And that's like part of the whole magic of the experience.
You know, in Thailand, they kiss each other by smelling each other. They do this.
Oh,
that's actually real cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute. Yeah. I did not know that.
It's really... So anyway, I made love. We made love. We fucked. We made love. And I smelled him while all these other people were in the room. And he...
How did this happen? Like, how did this happen? Like,
I think we were on drugs, too. I think I started taking drugs with him. Speed. That was, like, popular.
Oh, fuck.
Back in the days, you know?
Speed is horrible.
And then my friend started sucking his friend off because he was like, I got to do something, too, you know? And then she was giving him a blowjob next to us and we had sex. And then we kind of like disappeared under the blanket because we wanted to be just for ourselves. So cute. And then he made me squirt. And that's when I squirted for the first time. And the whole thing. But I didn't know what it was, right? I thought I pissed myself.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No. And like... when we stood up and like tried to cover it, you know, I was like, oh my God.
Were you at like a house party or something?
Yeah, like a small gathering, like a few people were in the room. Everyone was like,
did he know that it was squirt?
I don't think he did. I think everyone was a little bit shocked.
We're not ever taught about squirting. Like how would we know what squirting was?
Right. Also in porn, I don't see it in porn. Like back then, the porn I watched back then.
I didn't.
It wasn't that common.
I can't actually remember the first time that I heard about squirting.
Oh, I remember.
It was like actually in my early 20s. Like someone told me about it, and I was like, oh.
I remember I found this video.
I didn't know that we could ejaculate.
Like, it was like lesbian porn, and I was obsessed with this one video where it was two girls outside, and she was just like fucking her with a dildo, and she was squirting everywhere, and I was like obsessed with this one video. Obsessed. I was like, I want that. Yeah. And I can't remember how many times I masturbated to that
film. Yeah, there's a few that stayed with us. A few videos.
Oh yeah.
So was it the squirting for the first time?
Oh no, it was falling in love. I wanted to talk about that. I fell in love while I had sex, and I had sex for the first time with someone that I was in love with, and he became my boyfriend for 4 years. I still love him, actually. Like, he's the one that got away. Like, he's not the one. He's, yeah.
Yeah, the one that got away.
So that definitely...
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sex and love, they're the best thing
That I would admit
that's what life is about.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's what life is about. No. Definitely not.
A little romantic here.
But you don't get anything better than sex when you're both in love with each other and the feeling is mutual. Yeah. Like, that is the best sex.
For fuck's sake.
This week's sex question is, I have been seeing this guy for a few months and we've slept together a few times. It's just a friends with benefits thing. But because of isolation, the messaging kind of died out. And now whenever he messages me, it's purely sexual, i.e. the classic I'm horny text. I took your advice and went out of my comfort zone by sending nudes and attempting sexting. The only thing is, he said that he's not fussed about sexting. He just likes sexy videos. He didn't pressure me into send anything, and even though I wasn't super comfy, but I sent them anyway. So my question is, do you have any tips on getting someone else to take a step back and be okay with just sexting or sending pics? I feel like we've gone 0 to 100 and I want to slow it down a bit.
Red flag.
Ooh, I feel like this is a massive red flag.
Like the fact that he's horny but doesn't want to sex but instantly can only get off on videos and stepped you out of your comfort zone. And it's probably like you're trying really hard to please him, which you shouldn't be doing, you know?
Sounds like he's using.
Yeah, it's like you need a bit of give and take where you need to explain, like, right, I'm happy considering sending you videos, but I need some sexting because that's what I enjoy. And if he doesn't want to do that, he's not worth your time. You need to fuck him off. Because he's not compromising for you. He's just in it for himself. Possibly.
Yeah. What are you getting out of it? Yeah. That is the question you need to ask yourself. What are you getting out of this situation? And if you can ask him quite like outright, just be honest. Say, I'm not actually comfortable sending videos, so I would just like to do some sexting. But if he responds saying he's not interested in that, then just move on.
Yeah.
This is just a friends with benefits situation. You have no emotional ties to this person.
Wow.
So you can find someone that likes to sext easily right now, like on dating apps. Like there's so many people out there that just like sexting. Just move on if he's not gonna
respect your boundaries,
what you like. Yeah, respect your boundaries. Yeah.
The friendship part is also missing a little bit. No, if it's only about the videos, like you need to have like,
where's the friends?
Yeah, where's
bit?
The friends? Like he doesn't seem to be very interested in and anything else than the videos. Yeah, you should fucking pay
he's
for
just
that.
Getting his free porn.
He's basically getting free porn.
Yeah. Make him pay.
Just tell him to... Yeah, exactly. Tell him to go on OnlyFans and search for all of us. And then like, he can get all his content.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Guys are piss, huh?
Fucking hell. I was at university and we had a house party. I was very drunk, and by the end of the party, a friend of a friend and I were getting it on in my room. All was going seemingly well until I turned the light on to get a condom. To our horror, my bed was covered in blood.
Oh, shit.
My girlfriend, who I showed in the morning, described it as a mix between the Japanese flag and a scene from Dexter.
That's beautiful. Fucking poet.
The guy ran out without even asking if I was okay, thinking it was my period or something, leaving me panicking. The next day, I went to the doctors and found out that he had torn a 3-centimeter gash in my labia.
Oh my fuck.
The only explanation being his nails or a ring. Ugh. The alcohol must have numbed me to all of it at the time. I never had the chance to tell him that he was the one who caused it, and it wasn't a crazy period I wasn't telling him about. I also found out the next day that he had broken up with his long-term girlfriend that morning before the party. The amount of blood then became quite symbolic. Horrific.
Oh, fuck. Oh, the poor girl. I mean, that's fairly normal. We've all bled during sex, but I think for a lot of women, and especially men, because we're so used to bleeding a lot, you know, like we bleed a lot every month for most of us, so when a guy sees that much blood, they can freak out. And also I mean, we don't know if he had like a blood phobia or something.
It reminds me of my stories a little bit. It's a fun story, no? I don't know, she's probably a little bit embarrassed. But it seems like she's embarrassed more about the fact that she couldn't tell him that it wasn't her period, like as if she should be ashamed about the fact that it could be her period, you know, whether it's a period or not, like,
he didn't give her the option, really, to say anything. Like, he just literally ditched her. That's not cool.
That is not cool. But they're at university, so they're students, so they're young. He just broke up with his girlfriend, so he was, like, freaking out, confused. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to treat a woman that is on her period, or because he thought it was the period, obviously, right? He didn't.
I can't believe that he like managed to like create this gash in her labia. Oh, like that's
how rough was he?
The gash is unreal.
Wow. Oh.
Ah. I've definitely been fingered before so much that they've caught the somewhere on the inside and I've bled.
Yeah.
Not to the point where it's been pouring out of me or
much blood
over the bed sheets. Like, that's a hard thing to do. But then again, I have seen a banjo string get torn. I can't remember what it's called, like the frenum.
I had to cut once.
What?
Yeah, in a dominatrix session.
That's
bleeds
crazy.
A lot. Yeah, bleeds a
it
lot.
It bleeds a lot, doesn't it? Especially because the penis is engorged.
Ouch.
And so there's a lot of blood going there anyway. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that bleeds a lot. And that can snap just like normally if it's really dry. Or I mean, if someone's wanting it for sexual pleasure. Yeah. That's so interesting.
That makes sense then, that her labia bled loads because obviously she was turned on. There was loads of blood in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think some people just have more fragile genitals, like what you were saying about yours, where you've bled a lot and you've had that like blood blister hematoma, and then other people their vaginas can be really resilient, you know. It's like some noses have nosebleeds and some never
do.
To do with like the thickness of your skin and stuff, so that's I mean, it's probably normal. I mean, it's definitely normal, but just it's really unfortunate you got gashed out.
It's so exactly. That's the unfortunate bit. It's like it was actually like damaged to your labia. I hope that it healed and that every sexual experience after that was not as bloody. Unfortunately, it is time for us to fuck off. Roxy, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much
for being here. Your stories have been amazing.
Thank you.
It's been incredible. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Where can our curious fuckers find you?
On Instagram, it's Roxy's Dream. OnlyFans, Roxy's Dream.
Ooh.
I have a website, roxysdream.co.uk. Spotify.
It's all Roxy's
dream, man. It's my dream, Roxy's dream.
It's all a dream.
And you have your own podcast as well, right?
Yeah, Roxy's Banging Podcast.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, guys, please make sure to check out Roxy. And if you want, while you're at it, you can check Florence and I out. We're on Instagram at Come Curious. And our personal accounts are Reed Amber X and Florence Bar.
If you have a sex story or a sex question, please email them in at fksgivenpodcast@gmail.com. And remember to give this podcast a rating, a review, and subscribe to it if you haven't already. And you will hear us next week.
Next week, baby.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.